Okay, let me see if I can get this right. If you, like I, are a muggle, then there's little hope for you ever making your way to Hogwarts along with the purebloods, halfbloods, mudbloods, and squibs. But the new Kano Harry Potter coding wand might take you from Dunderhead to Dumbledore in no time flat. That's up next.
This is Twit.
In my house, my 9-year-old daughter is the Harry Potter aficionado, so this review is based on her experience as a student of magic along with my own as her dad. The Kano Harry Potter coding wand is actually a kit that aims to teach students the fundamentals of coding with this high-quality battery-powered magic wand that syncs up to an app. So first things first, you must actually assemble the wand, which is relatively straightforward, but a good lesson for the uninitiated that good things kind of take time, and it exposes kids to the technology that's under the hood of the wand. And between sessions, you're actually encouraged to disassemble it again and then remove the two AA batteries that are inside to keep them from draining when it's not in use. Honestly, I would have preferred a power button. That would make it a little more convenient, but I guess I get it. Now, once assembled, you can pick your platform of choice to run the Kano app on. There's apps for the iOS App Store, Google Play, of course, and Amazon, as well as Mac and PC, which you can download directly from the Kano.me site. The app presents a large scrollable map with small interactive dots that appear all over the place as you move along. Each of those dots represents a new challenge, an opportunity to learn a new spell, and, more importantly, a new skill. That skill is the beauty of the Kano Harry Potter coding wand. Once you click into the dot, you're actually shown a workspace, and it's going to house the code that the student will create in order for that spell to transform into magic on the screen. It's an easy-to-follow step-by-step process that walks the student through placing each block of code into the workspace and then doing things like changing variables, assigning functions to different objects. Essentially, these are the working pieces of coding. Now, as each block of code is added to the space, it instantly begins to affect how the wand interacts with the objects in the preview screen. You might learn how to, say, levitate an object, Wingardium Leviosa, or light it on fire, Incendio, I think I'm saying that right. And the cool thing is that curious students will realize soon enough that the variables, objects, and really the entirety of the coding space is fully customizable, meaning they can let their imaginations run wild once they get the lay of the land. In fact, as the challenges continue, clues disappear entirely, leaving the student in charge of kind of figuring out the pieces of the code puzzle on their own. Now, my own 9-year-old loved making her way to the end result, which was a spell that does exactly what she expected when she began assembling the coding pieces. I will say that over time, she wanted less assembly and more time playing. She got a little impatient, but thankfully, you can actually save your completed spells and then easily find them later. It's all there within the app. But the app includes more than 70 challenges to get started, each one growing in complexity over the last, so there is a ton to keep kids entertained. And if you're looking for a tech toy that's fun for kids ages 6 and up and actually teaches them something that might be the foundation for their growing coding superstardom, the Kano Harry Potter coding wand is a fantastic choice. It gets a lot right, making kids and their parents happy. The kit costs $99, and it's a surefire Potter pleaser. I'm Jason Howell, the silly twit with frog spawn on my face, or so I'm told.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.